Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.
The outpouring of thoughts from celebrities, people that knew him, continues for Bob Saget. I mentioned he'd been on our show and was just a terrific guy.
Mm-hmm.
Anywhere you are, anywhere you look, Bob Saget won't be there.
Oh, it's too soon.
Good God.
He ain't gonna be there.
That's not okay.
Also, I don't think that's not even how the melody goes to that song.
Yeah.
But that's,
I messed it up.
That's fine. Well, this is Bob talking about why he thought it was important to be a TV dad.
Mm. I'm the only television father left that you can trust. That's what I'm telling you. I don't wear a cardigan sweater and have a pill dispenser and go, hey, hey, hey.
I think he's talking about Bill Cosby.
Oh, no.
So that's what was so great about Bob is he's such a sweetheart, did a lot of work for charity, and then had that filthy sense of humor.
Yeah, he did.
We have a list here of fans that voted the 30 worst TV dads of all time. Ted Mosby from How I Met Your Mother. I wouldn't have thought of that one, but that's a real good one.
Yeah, I guess.
Homer Simpson.
Yeah, sitting there telling it, which also happens to be, not Homer, but Ted is voiced by Bob Saget.
Oh, yeah. So. That's right. So yeah. I guess he's both one of the best and the worst. I hadn't thought of that. Al Bundy.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Married with Children. Mm-hmm. Peter Griffin from Family Guy. Red from that 70s show. I love Red.
Dumbass.
Frank Costanza, George's father on Seinfeld.
Okay.
That's another one I wouldn't have thought of.
Yeah, I don't think he was a bad dad. He was just crabby.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, yeah, he was a terrible father.
Terrible father.
Terrible.
The dad on Shrek 2.
Well, Shrek 2 is a movie. These are TV dads.
Wow. Oops.
Also, what?
Hey, you're going to agree with this one. Christopher from Gilmore Girls. Rory's dad?
Yeah, I mean, he wasn't the best dad, but I don't know. He was also like 15 when he had a kid.
Dexter?
So. Yeah, he's a pretty bad dad.
That's kind of a bad dad.
A little
dad.
Bit of a murderer.
He's got some murder and he does. Listen, he's there for all the soccer games.
Not only
games,
does he like murder, but then he goes and hacks and
he's
throws
a little,
him in the water.
A little so, murdery at times.
Yeah. But he only murders bad people, so I don't know.
Don Draper from Mad Men.
Oh, yeah. Terrible guy.
Archie Bunker, All in the Family. Here's a throwback.
Yeah. I don't know that he was necessarily bad either. I think he was just crabby, too.
Well.
What about Darth Vader?
Yeah. That's a bad dad, but that
is a
movie.
That's a movie.
You know what? You know what TV dad is really great and kind of underrated?
Mm-hmm.
Carl Winslow.
Oh, yeah. From Family Matters.
He's a great dad, and I feel like no one talks about him. He was awesome.
Number two on this list, Walter White from Breaking Bad.
Oh, yeah.
And number one, they have Tywin Lannister from Game of Thrones.
Oh, okay.
Never saw that show.
No.
Winter is coming, so.
Winter is here.
Vinny, give us a little bit more of your new and improved Full House theme.
Mm. Anywhere you look, Bob Saget.
Saget won't be there.
It's too much, you guys. It's too much.
This is not good.
This is kind of like The Price is Right. But I was reading a list here of things people do, you know, for New Year's resolutions and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And oftentimes it has to do with changing themselves, whether it's their body or whether it's weight loss or whether it's trying to quit smoking to get healthier, quit drinking. And
New year, new you.
Yeah, all that sort of stuff. Mm-hmm. And I say it's like The Price is Right because here's the cost of some of these things that people say they're going to do to change themselves, you know, change things they don't like about themselves.
Okay.
Gym membership averages $10 a month.
Yeah, for one of the gyms.
Yeah.
If you go to like any other one than that one, it's a lot more than that.
So that's $120 a year on average for a gym.
Okay.
But they go up to $175 a month depending on what you're looking for. Mm-hmm. If you're looking for a personal trainer and a pool and all of that sort of stuff, it can cost you upwards of like $1,000 a year.
At least.
Which
minimum.
Is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
You ever thought about getting eyelash extensions?
Yes. I told you I wanted those for my birthday, remember?
Already got them.
Regular payment plan, $199.
Oh, yeah.
Now, this is more than we've paid because we've talked about you've gotten Botox before.
Yeah.
Say 50 units, $750.
50 units?
Yeah, $750. $15 per unit.
Oh, well, no, I paid $15 per unit, but I didn't need 50 units. I needed 30. So maybe it's because I started younger.
Depending how bad your crow's feet are?
Yeah, but... Seriously, that's how it works. So the more you need, obviously, the more expensive it is. But I did pay. It was $15 a unit. So that's average.
Microblading. You personally say, you know, I always wanted nice eyebrows. Mm-hmm. I want to change that for my Instagram picture. The semi-permanent tattoo that they put there costs you an average of $600.
Yeah.
Or $300 per. You can't just do one, right? You can't just do one eyebrow.
What? Please tell me they don't price them singly. It's got to be a package price.
Well,
right?
Some people have like an ugly side of their face and a pretty side.
Every
now,
single
you notice people when they take pictures or selfies, they're
I
only
just
taking
like
one
the
side.
Left side. Does.
That's right.
Just the left.
You get some girl on Instagram that you're friends with. You're like Alfred Hitchcock, only one side. Just a silhouette.
She's got the Phantom of the Opera mask on.
How about a rhinoplasty?
Ooh, the nose job.
AKA nose job. Mm-hmm. That'll average $5,400. $5,000.
Wow.
Wait, they really call that a rhinoplasty?
Yeah. That's what it's called.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Because if you got a big nose, you look like a rhinoceros. Isn't that insulting?
Pretty messed up.
I just told, I don't know if you remember this, but I told you, I showed you a friend that I went to high school with, and her husband last year for her birthday got her plastic surgery and said, you can either get a nose job or a boob job. And she picked the boobs. And I said, she should have gone with the nose.
Yeah.
She should have gone with the nose.
She got a big honker.
The boobs were all right before.
There's no doubt about it.
If I'm going to change anything on my body, I'm going to like give myself abs or something.
Yeah, if you could pick like one plastic surgery, extensions. If it was one or the other, what would you pick?
I don't know. I would like arms.
You get like, can you get, I know they have calf
like
implants. I wonder if you could
can
get.
I like.
Yeah, I hadn't even gotten to that part of the page, but I just scrolled down here to different plastic surgeries. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get bicep or calf implants, that'll run you between $4,000 and $9,000, depending what you're looking for.
Wow.
Looking for tummy tuck is $10,000. Boob job, between $5,000 and $6,000,
mm-hmm.
which is not as bad as I thought.
No, It depends on what you get, though, because there's, obviously, I've done extensive research on this because I want all the stuff and things. But there's the saline, there's the silicone, there's different.
Would you believe that getting hair plugs? $10,000. So on average, it's almost double the price of getting a boob job. I would never have guessed that.
Really?
Yeah.
To like get hair?
No, the hair implant, the plugs where
they have to do it like the single hair graft into your head. So
I guess
that's probably a pretty
it depends. It can go
procedure.
From $6,000 up to $12,000. It depends how.
It's like growing a chichilla.
Yeah, that's right. It's like growing a Bob Ross chia pet.
Yeah, there you go.
But you can tell when somebody has a cheap hair plug job done. Like people make fun of Biden because he's got, and William Shatner's another one because if you look closely, you can kind of see the.
Wait, really?
Yeah, Shatner's another one.
I didn't know that.
He used to wear a hairpiece.
Well, I think that when you first get them done, because again, they have to go in individually, you can really see it. It's like an open pore, but I think the way it's supposed to work is as time goes on.
But the plugs are different. And then there's the other, they can do the thing where they, what is it, Propecia, I think it is, where they can actually grow new follicles.
Yeah.
But then there's another deal, and this is like when they take a little piece of your vein from your leg when you have a heart thing. They can take a piece of your hair from your leg and then they can grow it on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, how weird is that to have your butt hair on your head? You know what I mean? I mean, I know not everybody's got as much butt hair as I do, but.
That's disgusting. Oh, my God.
This is absolutely true. I'm not making this up. I was looking at an ad for this. It popped up on Facebook. This is how you know that your phone, your Apple phone, listens to you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been saying how I'm jealous that women have Spanx to fall back on because I'd like to hide my fat belly, right? I was looking at male compression garments. They average between $50 and $150, depending how big you want the compression. It's Spanx for men.
Yeah.
$50 to $150 bucks.
That's pretty average.
That's a great investment. It's certainly better than trying to lose weight.
And so uncomfortable, though.
And last, I'll mention this. If you're looking to quit smoking, if you're looking for diet pills to try and lose weight that way, I'm not talking about people with depression or a clinical issue, but if you're looking for something just to calm you down, if you got anxiety, those sort of things, those medications will run you between $15 and $150 per bottle.
That's if you have insurance.
So you know what? Yeah. Just give up on a New Year's resolutions. Have some Fritos and a Miller Lite. Be an American. Watch some Cobra Kai. You'll be just fine.
There you go.
Can you hear this gadget I got going behind us here?
I mean, I can hear it. I'm in the same room with you.
I know, but you can't hear it on the microphones here?
I don't hear it in my
headphones.
Hang
on, everybody. I don't hear it. I think we're okay.
No, I don't hear it.
Vinny's got this air purifier, humidifier going in here because I've been complaining about how I think it's dusty. And you know, people look at you funny. If you sneeze now, everybody looks at you funny like, oh my God. So
it's
I said, I can't take it. So I can feel that little... You can feel that, you know, that drip going.
The dusty tickle.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Mm-hmm. Like you get a frog going on. So anyway, I got this thing going in the background. I'm just curious if you could hear it. So
I can't hear it in my headphones, so I'm not sure. But if anything, it just kind of sounds like a fan. It doesn't sound...
It is kind of soothing, isn't it?
It sounds like a white noise machine. Like I would like to sleep with this at night because we sleep with the fan on at night because I like the white noise. That's what this reminds me of. I like it.
Yeah, this is probably why I wake up all groggy like this is because if you look at that box fan we've got in the bedroom, it's covered in dust.
It is.
We really should do something about that.
We should clean it for sure. Or just buy a new one. They're like $20.
Why do we have to buy a new one? Nothing wrong with the fan. I'm just saying it collects
dust.
It's
a pain in the butt to clean. Have you ever tried to clean a fan? You got to take the whole thing apart.
Why don't you just spray it with water?
Because it's electrical. You can't just like hose it.
Well, don't do it while it's on.
It's like a motor inside of it.
Just spray it and then let it dry and then you turn it on later that night.
But it has a motor inside
of it. So what? You wash a car. You bring it through a car wash. It has a motor inside it.
It's a different kind of motor. It's not an electrical motor.
I think you'd be just fine.
Okay.
I mean, you're driving a bomb on four wheels when you're driving a car. You bring that thing through the car wash. I think you're fine.
Okay. You're probably right.
Be a lot easier trying to take apart the fan. You don't have to take apart the fan. There's got to be, have you looked for this online? There's got to be an easier way to clean a box
I just
fan.
Throw them away and buy a new one. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Ridiculous. Or we get a nice electric one like Vinny found here.
Yes.
And he's like, look what I found. Hey, this is in the closet. Yeah,
Who knows how dusty this thing is?
Plug it in. Uh-huh. Yeah, I don't even know what it's. It's probably like that scene in Batman where all of a sudden everybody passes out at the museum. The penguin's going to run in here any second. All right, time for hashtag mom.
God, fashions.
When I buy a box fan, I just throw it away after a few months because I'm too lazy to clean it. Confessions just like those. We search the hashtag. We share confessions just like those every morning right here, 7:29:20.
At Sarah Sludels said, I had surgery on my back last month, and the funny part about temporarily being in a wheelchair is how my five-year-old keeps telling me she's going to push me in my stroller.
Wow. That's harsh.
It is harsh. Naomi Cook said, my eight-year-old on the 3rd of January. So what are we doing for Halloween next year?
Thinking ahead.
I guess so. The stores are, for sure.
Listen, when you're 5 years old, one of the things that goes through your head at all times is, when is the next opportunity to get candy?
Yeah, absolutely.
When am I getting it?
Yeah, or when you're like in your mid-30s as well. At Elise Tweets said, I can't believe it's 2022 and I'm sequestered at home exactly like I was in 2020, except now I have two kids because I'm an idiot. Hashtag mom of twins.
Well, you had to do something. Had to do something during lockdown.
Yeah.
Hashtag mom. Every morning, 7:20, 9:20, send them in. You might hear yours right here. Also, if you have any suggestions how properly to clean a box fan, please send those in because clearly we need them. Throw it away is not the answer. Not the answer. Robbie, Rochelle, intern Vince, a little concerned. We got a text message from my stepdaughter who stays in touch. She's pretty good about that.
Yeah.
Let's just know she's got a new pen pal. What's the deal?
She plays Roblox.
Yeah.
And you can do group chats on there. And
this is an online gaming site for people that don't.
It's a downloadable app.
Have kids.
Kind of like Fortnite, one of those things. And I just asked her, this was Sunday, I said, what are you doing today? And she said, probably going to talk with my new friend Sage today.
Is her new friend a porn star?
Sage. I said, oh, that's cool. Where did you guys meet? And she said, in a cottage. I said, in a cottage? What does that mean?
So some online community?
Right. So I said, is that your game? She said, yeah. I said, oh, okay. So you met a new online friend. She said, but yeah, we showed our faces to each other. Don't worry. She's only 12. I was like, okay.
So like on a webcam, they showed each other?
I think she sent a photo of her on the game, and so they exchanged photos of each other.
So she doesn't understand the concept that she could be catfished?
Right, right. And I don't, this is one of those situations that I feel like parenting, you know, in 2022 is difficult because I don't want to discourage her from talking and making friends. But also,
I think you should. Friends are overrated. They're the worst.
But this could be really dangerous. And I just, I said to her, you know, that's great. You met a new friend. Are you guys going to talk on the phone? Because I'm just trying to get some more information out of her before I poo-poo everything that's going on. And she said, probably. And I said, oh, where is she from? And she said, Wisconsin. I said, okay, well, be safe. No personal information, no addresses, no school info. Do you have her phone number? And she said, yes, and I know, no personal information. And then she just said, okay, got to go, bye, and then would not respond to me after that via text.
What did you say after that?
So I proceeded to message her dad because she's with her dad right now.
Oh, and I'm sure that went swimmingly.
He didn't
respond. Snitch!
He, I'm not being a snitch. This is scary territory snitch. As a parent. I'm sorry. No, this is scary. This is scary as a mom to have your, you know, preteen.
Isn't part talking of your concern just knowing that, you know, she's spending time with him right now? She's not
well,
with us.
Well, I never like that. But
he just doesn't parent
is,
the same
he doesn't,
way.
Right, he doesn't pay attention and he's not looking. And this is that one of those things.
She and like does, her, tends to be almost charmingly unaware almost. Of the scary right. things in the world.
Right. And she does have parental controls and everything on her pad. But as far as the games go, she can call people. That's the reason she has an iPad, is so that when she's not with us, I can have contact with her.
Is she going to, first of all, I can't believe kids are going to talk on the phone. You mean they're FaceTiming? Is that what's happening?
I just said on the phone, and she said, yeah, she said probably. That's what she said. So I guess I should have been
I mean, I guess
specific.
Speaking, especially if you're going to FaceTime, that's much more safe
yes,
than
and honestly, I do
exchanging,
think that.
You know, bubble messages. What do you call those? Remember the AIM? The AOL thing?
Yes. And right. And you can definitely be catfished that way. And if she's FaceTiming, it is a little different. But I also, she has a tendency of going in her room and just locking herself in there. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted her dad to be aware that she's on the phone with who knows what. Because what if this was, you know, some 40-year-old guy that's, I mean, what would she even do at that point if he's messaging her? Now he has her phone number and you can
call
get
the cops.
Yeah.
Well, that's why I wanted him to know, because I didn't want her to feel like, oh my gosh.
He's not going
to
call the cops.
I don't know, but I just didn't want something to happen and her to feel like, oh, I'm in trouble and not be able to come to somebody. I wanted him to have the wherewithal to know that she's doing this beforehand. But neither of them have responded to me. So I'm a little bit nervous. I don't know. And
well,
I
have her send you a screenshot of her FaceTiming and then you know that it's
a
kid.
That's a good idea. That's a good idea.
Then you get a kid.
It's just, it's nerve-wracking as a parent I don't want to discourage her from making friends, because this is how people make friends now, and I get that, but it's just, I don't know. I just find something very weird about it. I don't know if I'm okay with it.
My parents had to push me to make friends. You know?
Right. I was just about to say that, Robbie. I guarantee your parents were like, Robbie, any friends yet?
Well, you had Frankie. You had your friend Frankie.
No, I did. When I was a little kid, I did have friends. Yeah. But then as I got older, I just became more withdrawn and I didn't have a ton of friends.
But it is, I mean, living in the world now would be easier for you, because it's just everything's over, you know, the phone or over an app, or so you don't really have to talk to people face to face.
It's true. I can't remember why I was thinking this, but this is true. I was having the thought just the other day that I don't know that I would do very well. As I think it might have been, we were watching Cobra Kai. We were just and Vinny, I know you like the Cobra Kai, right?
No, yeah.
And it shows you kids in high school. I like it because it's got the old Karate Kid people in there, but they've got their kids in it too. Yeah, so part of the storyline is about the kids. And I was thinking to myself, I can't imagine being a kid today, because it really is so. I mean, I know I make it sound like I grew up in a Great Depression or something, but really it is very different than it was even 20 years ago.
Yeah,
you know? So like, I can't imagine being a kid today. And you raise a good point. I wonder if I were 11 years old, if I would even have the, I mean, my parents would probably say no, because it's the way they were about everything. But I wonder if I would want a pad or...
Sure you would.
It's like we never had, I mean, Super Mario Brothers and, you know, Atari and all that stuff was out when I was a kid, and I didn't play any of that.
Is it because you didn't want to play it?
Yeah, I wasn't interested.
No, you had no. I think it's hard, though, because this is what everyone is doing now. So it's hard to say, no, I don't want to do that, because that's what everyone does. That's what all the kids are doing. And so, you know, of course you may not want to follow suit, but I also, I don't know.
No, it was always like the opposite, you know? And if I did ask for something, my mother always said, this is something, parents are much nicer today than they were when I was growing up. Yeah, and I think probably even way nicer than they were many years ago.
And
if I said, I'd like a video game, my mother would say, read a book.
Well, she's not wrong.
Yeah, you know.
She just did it in more.
Can we go get ice cream? Here's some celery. I mean, that's the way she was, you know.
And how would your grandfather respond to that?
Well.
I just want to add in, speaking of Cobra Kai, we've been binging the latest season.
Yeah.
And you have been using the term badass for everything. It's a little too Johnny Lawrence, and I can't handle it. We're looking at a kitchen the other day in a rental house, and I was like, look at how nice this kitchen is. It's beautiful. You're like, yeah, that marble's badass. Like,
Ralph Macchio is the Karate Kid. He's a toolbox. Johnny is so cool.
He's badass.
Yeah, he is. I got a call from our bank. Your credit card rate has been increased. Badass.
Badass.
It's Robbie, Rochelle, and intern Vince. We had a voicemail left for us. Sometimes we'll get Facebook messages and people. I'm just going to play a little part of it. People will say, I hear you guys talking about XYZ.
Yeah.
And she was referring to the thing we did where people were calling in and telling us her story about how they quit their
job.
Oh,
yes. Yeah, so yeah,
she
yeah,
said,
yeah,
I was
yeah.
I was thinking maybe this would be something you guys might want to talk about. And I'm really curious for the answer. Well, I just took a couple notes on what she said, but this is, well, anyway, take a listen. This is part of it.
And I have a big one for you. So I'm kind of torn on what to do. I recently found out that the girl I work with in accounting has an active felony case, and she's been accused of stealing $250,000 from her former employer, and somehow this employer doesn't know about her felony case. And I don't know what to do, because now we have fraudulent credit card charges, and I just want to protect myself. So I don't know what to do. Should I inform them? I know they don't know, or they wouldn't have hired her, and they hired her after she had a felony indictment. So
wow.
I don't know. It's a sticky situation, but it's very uncomfortable to work with her knowing that she's not at doctor's appointments. She's at court dates when she's. I wish I didn't know the information, but I don't know what to do with it now.
All right, so there's a little piece of that voicemail.
By the way, heavy stuff.
Yeah, it is.
First of all, I really enjoy how we get messages from time to time, people who are clearly at a light with their blinker on, waiting to turn left on red or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And well, so she decided that it was...
It's better to call and leave a voicemail than to text and drive. So that's the reason for the voicemail.
Listen, I appreciate that people are listening and wanting to talk to us. I really do. I do appreciate it. Thank you. The fact that anybody wants to listen to this mess is just amazing to me. But the fact that you're in the car and you say, you know, while I'm taking this turn, I think I'm going to call and leave Robbie and Rochelle a voicemail at their office line.
Hey, that's the only time I ever call people is when I'm in the car. So I honestly get that. I don't call people when I'm at home. So I do. I get it.
I mean, I guess so.
That was like my birthday message that I got, and she was singing Happy Birthday Marilyn Monroe style with the blinker going in the background. So.
But there's a couple of layers there.
Yeah, this
so
is
she
heavy.
She found out, and she doesn't think her employer knows that her coworker is a con,
right?
Is an ex-felon, and now she's noticing discrepancies in the books at her current job where she's working with this person, and she doesn't want to judge him per se. She doesn't want to get involved.
Well,
but then she's like, if something's going on, it's not me, and I don't want finger pointed. So if I'm my withholding information, well, I don't know what I would do. I guess I would probably rat her out. Right? I mean, I think you'd have to.
I guess.
You could say, well, listen, I don't know if it was her, but I did happen to find out, boss. I don't know if you know. The boss has got to know. Don't you have to fill that out when you fill out a form to say whether or not
obviously, if she's being indicted, she's probably not the most honest of people. So who's to say what she put on her? But
then she said something there. I could roll it back if you want, where she says she's not at a doctor's appointment. She's at court.
Oh.
So again, I wonder if she's lying to the boss, the supervisor, about where she's going when she has to leave the office.
I think I would. I mean, you have to speak up, otherwise you will be blamed. But I think I would probably just bring up the things that are happening in our current position and not attempt to push on things that I really are none of my business.
Yeah.
I hear you, but I also think the more you bring up, it almost becomes petty. And I'm not saying that this is a petty offense, obviously, but if you're an accountant and you notice things missing in your books, then you should bring that to the people above you. But you don't necessarily know the whole story of the last place, so that's not really your place to bring it up.
Yeah, but again, you have to, you know, the boss is going to say to you, if you say, hey, I'm seeing this and I'm worried it's this person because it isn't me, he's going to say, what makes you say that? And you say, well, I happen to find out that she's a felon. And I happen to know that she's not letting you know where she's going. I mean, I guess you don't have to tell your boss what you're doing in your away time, but still.
Yeah, that's so tough. I don't know because I don't.
Snitches get stitches.
I know. I wouldn't want to you know, put my nose in business that's not mine.
Of course you would. You love putting your nose in business.
Not at work.
What I would do.
What would you do?
No, wait a minute. Hang on, Vinny. Before you say anything, I also know what you would do. Because when he's come to me and complained about other DJs at work, remember when that kid stole your food from the fridge here at the radio station? He immediately came and ratted him out. So I know exactly what you would do.
Well, yeah, but that was
his own personal stuff, true, to be fair.
True.
Yeah. I don't know. I would go up to the lady and just be like, hey, I heard you just went to the doctor's appointment. What kind of indictment did they give you? I mean, what kind of diagnosis did they give you?
Zing.
Or just be like, yo, what's up, felon?
You probably would do that.
He would do that.
And he would get away with it because he would do it in a funny way.
What's up, felon?
But I think that's, I obviously don't know what her position is in the company, but if she is in the accounting and taking care of the books, that's really tough because.
That sounds like one of those HR videos they make you watch. What's up, felon? Do you, A?
Don't say that.
That's so good.
What not to say to a coworker.
Right,
this
exactly.
is probably another one of those things that COVID has probably made better about the world, is that there's a lot of people don't have to go into the office anymore, so they can't steal mm-hmm. if they can't go in, right?
Yeah.
So thanks
Less
again.
Less office politics.
Thanks, COVID. All right, let's take a little look-see here at our CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. If you got a fun event going on around town, I want to invite people to stop by. If you're trying to get donations for charity, if you're just trying to make a difference and give back, you got a community group that has something going on fun, especially on the weekend, let us know about it. We'd like to share them right here on your world-famous CBB. Winter Makers Market is happening at Barlow's Flower Farm in Seagirt, happening Sunday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Unique gifts from local vendors available just in time for Valentine's Day.
Ooh.
We were talking yesterday about how people are still saying Happy New Year, Happy Holidays.
Yeah.
And here you go, headed toward Valentine's Day already.
That's right.
All the stores have changed over.
I saw bathing suits already. That's not okay.
That's happy.
I'm not ready for it. My body is not ready for it.
That's a different feeling. It's just nice to think spring,
no,
right?
No, it is. It is.
Turn your winter blues into holly A's or whatever.
Okay.
BarlowFlowerFarm.com for all the details. It's an inside joke. Don't worry about it. Free to learn ice skating class is happening at the Iceland Rink in Hamilton Saturday the 22nd, starting at 2:45. Don't get there at 2:40. Don't get there at 2:30. Don't be there at 2:50. You'll be late.
Don't do it.
It's 2:45.
That's right.
Ages 3 through adult, eligible to register for the class. I've always wanted to go ice skating with toddlers. What could go wrong? Ice-land.com for all the info.
You've never ice skated, have you?
Yeah, what would go wrong is that the 4-year-old would knock me over.
Right, exactly.
Why, I oughta.
We can get you one of those little things, like the little walkers that they use for the ice.
I'd be turning my holidays into holly-ays.
Perfect.
Motley Muse Art, a mother-daughter team that specializes in painting, is offering a free virtual learn-to-paint class. Get step-by-step instructions from the comfort of your own home. Everyone is welcome to participate. I suppose since you're doing it from home, you can turn it into your very own sipping paint or sip and pour.
Paint and pour.
Paint and pour.
There you go.
That's what I've been doing, a sip and pour.
A sip and I'm going to paint.
MotleyMuseArt.com for a list of supplies and for more details. You can check all our events anytime. Events page, 1071theboss.com. There you are, a couple of things we thought you needed to know this morning. It's Robbie Rochelle, intern Vince. Have you seen this 10-year challenge thing? I have to admit, I've done it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've both done it. Vinny, you haven't done it yet, though.
Nah, because I would look the same.
Yeah, that's a good reason not to
I
do
mean,
it.
I mean, 10 years ago, you were itty-bitty, right? You were
13.
Like in, yeah, you were like in middle school.
I looked
school.
The same.
Well, do you really?
I looked at a picture, and I'm definitely not posting it because it's cringy, but two, I do look the same.
You know,
it's
the, just not funny. I did post one, and obviously the biggest thing that's different for me is I lost a lot of weight from 10 years ago, but I think it's funny to see the pictures of everyone who looks so much younger and better in their pictures now, because everything is filtered. So it's just, everyone's like, oh, you look so great. You barely age. And it's like, well, yeah, because it's.
That's such BS that people are using filters. I mean, I don't use filters on my pictures and I'm very vain. So I feel like either I need to get on the train or everybody needs to stop doing this.
I definitely use filters. I mean, I use the Snapchat filter. I use those. But when I posted the 10-year photo, I just did a selfie from the mirror. It was actually at your parents' house. So, you know, I...
There's no filter on that whatsoever.
I don't think so, no.
What about lighting?
The lighting, I probably just had the, you know, on the iPhone, they have the portrait app or the portrait mode. So
yeah.
It automatically changes the lighting for you. So that's what I use. And then I put it in a thing, but I don't know. A lot of photos I'll post, I'll add eyelashes and blush and contour.
See,
and
that's
like
ridiculous.
I absolutely do that to a lot of my photos, but I think the 10-year challenge, the whole point of it is to see how different you look from 10 years ago. So if you're throwing up one where you look 10 years younger than you did in your first picture, you're kind of, it's kind of,
I mean, I guess you could edit the old picture and the new picture, so make yourself look worse 10 years ago and better now.
My old picture was actually from a real picture.
It was like, an actual photograph,
not a digital one. So I don't, you couldn't really edit. I mean, I guess.
That's another thing that's kind of funny when you post an old picture is that they just, they look older.
Yeah.
You know, because the quality of the picture is improved over the
years.
Right,
right. I used to take pictures on like my BlackBerry. So the.
But like yours is great because you lost a lot of weight, and that's a lot of people try to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's I think the purpose of this is to see, you know, somebody who did something remarkable over a 10-year span.
Right.
Whereas if you just look basically the same. Now, maybe for Vinny, it's kind of funny because, you know, he was in junior high school and now he's working at a radio station. And he looks the same. But just for someone like me, I mean, other than my glasses, you know, I don't think I look that different.
No, your glasses and your facial hair.
So who cares, you know?
No, I mean, the whole thing is who cares. But really, who cares what you looked like 10 years ago? Who cares what you look like now?
There was a 10-year challenge a couple of years ago, I think, where it was 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30, you know, do a 10-year challenge as far back as you can go. Mm-hmm. And I think it was in 2020, just before it turned from 2019 to 2020. And
right.
Again, but why are we doing this now? What is the reason for this?
I don't know. Because I think people like to be nostalgic and look at their pictures. I had fun with it with Lola because she just turned 11.
Right.
So I was finally able to do a 10-year challenge for her. So I found this photo that came up in my memories the other day of her eating a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. It was her first one ever.
Yeah.
And then I was trying to find a picture of her now scarfing her face because she likes to do that in her photos because she's just a goofball. And I couldn't find one.
It's pretty crazy. She's old enough now to be part of a 10-year challenge, isn't it?
It makes me sad. I don't like it.
I have to admit something to you. I posted a picture that's only 9 years old. So.
Oh, you cheater.
Worse than a filter.
You cheater.
It was just because I was looking for a picture where my head was at a similar angle to the picture to the selfie I took yesterday.
Vinny, I think you should post yours. I want to see it.
Nah.
I want to see it.
The only picture I could find was from my Facebook. It was like one of my first posts from like 2013-ish. And I have a faux hawk.
Yeah, that's 9 years.
Right.
I have a faux hawk.
Okay.
And it's just goofy looking.
But that's the point. That's why they're fun. Because if you're... Your before picture is goofy looking. It's just show that you've grown up a little bit or you've matured or whatever. I think that's...
Well, no, the problem is I look goofy, but I still look the same. Like, so that's what's...
that's why it's funny.
His mom gives him a picture of the sonogram and he's got that stupid grin of his in the womb.
Never changing.
Reminder, you can stay in touch on all the socials. Just search us on Facebook, on SoundCloud, wherever you get your podcasts. We are right there, R-O-B-B-Y, Robbie and Rochelle. All right, a couple of things trending this morning that you need to be in the know about, so you are in the know about them. Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big trending stories. Number one, Alec Baldwin is denying rumors that he is not cooperating in the investigation into that shooting that happened on the set of the movie Rust. He had what's being described as an uncensored Instagram post.
Oh boy.
Where he's talking about the whole thing. My guess is that Alec was enjoying the kind of shot his mouth off a little bit here, but.
Any suggestion that I am not complying with requests or orders or demands or search warrants about my phone, that's a lie.
That's a lie.
Sounds like Maury.
That's a lie.
That's a lie.
You are not the father.
That's a lie.
I'm sorry, I'm being told you are the father.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Ireland Baldwin, that is his daughter, right?
Mm-hmm.
She posted on Instagram that she suffers from cardiophobia. It's the fear of having heart trouble.
Oh, you have that.
I totally have
that. You have that.
Every time I have a little bit of garlic, I think I'm having a heart attack.
Is that really a thing?
The indigestion is so bad, yeah.
Cardiophobia?
I have also done this. She also bought her own blood pressure machine to try and put her mind at ease. She posted a video of herself. And you know what? This is something that really... Can we talk about this? This is something that really bothers me.
What?
Is there's people like Ireland has posted this video. And I'm sure she does have some sort of issues. I mean, Alec, I don't know that he... I don't know what happened at that movie set. I wasn't there. That's for a jury to decide, okay? But there's no question that he is an intense individual, and I'm sure he is not a delight as a father sometimes, okay?
Well, especially not to her. Is that the one
that he called a fat pig or whatever?
I think so.
So listen, she's got issues.
She's got issues.
I get that, okay? But Ireland posts this video, and she says, "Hi, guys, I suffer..." This is my reenactment, of course. "I suffer from cardiophobia, and this is the... I had to buy this machine to monitor my blood pressure." Now everybody's like, "Oh, Ireland, we love you. Stay strong, girl." Uh-huh. Now, if I said this, they'd be like, "Grow some balls." You're not having a heart attack. Yes, no one ever feels bad for me. I have all these things that are wrong with me. I have these aches and pains, these neuroses. Especially you and Vinny. Nobody takes it seriously. Everyone's ha ha ha.
Well,
Robbie,
that's because we tiniest actually violin. Know you.
But Ireland Baldwin. Oh, poor Ireland. She's so stressed about her heart. I mean, she's like 27 years old. You don't have a heart condition.
I just want to play the tiny violin again.
Honest to God, you're going to die tomorrow and I'm going to be trending because...
Right, exactly.
They're going to say,
you
God forbid.
You jerk.
Yeah, can you believe this just rocking? Cancel him.
This is why people don't feel bad for you.
No, that's fair. Number two, Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. You know who I'm talking about?
Boobs.
Yes.
She wears that wig. She got the boobs out all the time.
Uh-huh.
There's all those Halloween.
Yes.
Janet, here are a couple of movies. Well, I think
did.
One of them is Elvira Goes to Space.
Boobs.
Really?
That's, listen.
That's an actual movie?
Don't laugh until you've seen Ernest Saves Halloween, okay?
Oh, I have. Don't worry.
Anyway, she lost over 12,000 followers on her page. She said she believes it's because she revealed that she's currently in a relationship with a woman, and she thinks a lot of the, quote, horny old men that were fans of hers were disappointed.
Really?
Kind of ruined their fantasy to know that she's not interested
See,
in
I feel like that would just create a different fantasy, no?
That's what I would think,
no?
To be honest with you. But
one of the things that happened is on my social media, I won't say which platform, in one day, the day after the book came out, I lost 11,000 people. Just...
Mm. Okay.
What are you doing following her on socials anyway? Like, what are you doing? How do you get to that point
what
in your life?
What are you doing with your life?
What are you doing? COVID-sniffing dogs are now a thing.
That's a lie.
Really?
Yep. They've apparently trained them to be able to smell certain hormones that people that have COVID
wow.
have in their sweat.
That's interesting.
So they're able to, in some cases, with they're saying 65% accuracy, detect COVID. So it's being used by television shows and rock concert tours and these kind
to
of things.
To sniff people out?
To try and sniff people out to find out that they've got COVID
geez.
Before the test will show that they have COVID.
Oh, wow. That's intense.
Now, keep in mind, these are all these. They drink out of the toilet,
uh-huh.
and they can cancel your tour.
Yeah.
So I just want to point that out.
Good luck with that.
The same little furry animal that's licking his own butt.
Aw, poor Fido.
Might cancel your Alice Cooper tour, you know?
We're keeping the party going outside!
You see why I need the blood pressure thing? Because this is how nervous I am.
This dog's going to come sniff you out?
Yeah. I'm going to be taking a walk in the park, you know, wearing my mask, doing everything right, and there's going to be some guy that goes to the dog and is like, get him! He smells the COVID on you! I don't need that.
I think if a dog comes up and starts sniffing you, it's going to smell something other than COVID. I think you'll be fine.
What is that supposed to mean? You saying I don't wash my clothes? That's not very nice.
No.
All right, number four, Lego. Speaking of buttholes. Lego has announced, you know who I'm talking about, the Lego people.
The Lego company? Mm-hmm.
What they're calling a majestic tiger.
Nice beaver.
Thank you.
It's a Lego of a giant tiger.
Okay.
The Lego piece of the tiger, and it includes a circular pink piece that plugs in for the tiger's anus. I am not making this up. This is in an effort, Lego says, to make their figures more anatomically correct and realistic.
I wonder what it feels like to step on the butthole. Because the regular Legos hurt real bad.
I don't know if you've ever spent any time with kids trying to put together Legos. But I'm notorious for putting the wrong piece in the wrong place. And I just feel like, oh, this must be its little button nose. It's a little pink button nose. Probably not.
That's why you gotta follow the instructions.
Oh, boy. Aren't you cute? Aren't you cute? Why are you biting me? Oh, my God. He has the COVID. My poodle says so. And last, a new poll up. We talked about our winter tree and decorations.
Yeah,
sort of
yeah,
new
yeah.
New poll is out. We have official information. You know, I love these studies.
Yeah.
39% of people say they still have their Christmas decorations up as of this week.
See?
18% have not put anything away. 21% have started to put some things away, but are still working on it. So.
Hey, Santa, what's shaking, man?
Where's the poll on the winter tree?
Well, there's no poll, because as I said, that is not a thing. Not a thing.
Well, I think if your tree is still up, it is now a winter tree, whether it has the decorations or
no,
not. It's no longer a Christmas tree. It's a winter tree.
If you have the decorations on it, it's a Christmas tree that's up too long. If you take the decorations off, it's a naked Christmas tree.
Where'd you get this poll?
This is from PollsToProveMyPoint.com. This is FactsToMakeMeSoundRight.com.
Wow.
Tuesday celebrity birthday file, Cody Simpson, related to the other Simpson girls there, Ashley and the rest of them. Is that who that is?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, all right.
All right.
Well, he's celebrating today. Is it a he or she? Don't even know
it's
that.
It's a he.
Amanda Peet, 50 today. Mary J. Blige, Naomi Judd, all celebrating today. Today is National Milk Day.
Really?
It does a body good.
It does.
It's He Said, She Said, with Robbie and Rochelle.
This past weekend, we did absolutely nothing. Zippo. Zero. I mean, we watched a number of shows and movies and that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Made a little food.
Uh-huh.
Went from downstairs to upstairs.
Yeah, like once.
But that was it. I mean, there was no We were in pajamas.
Uh-huh.
There was no bathing.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a sad state of affairs. Now, it was great, actually. It was very relaxing.
It was exactly what I wanted for the weekend. It was perfect.
Well, what we needed to do, and something we had on the to-do list, was to go and return some Christmas gifts. Like, for example, I think I mentioned this. I have a sweater that did not fit, and I need to go return it.
Yeah. Okay?
So this is a big week for that. Is there something that you're very excited to get, but now you never use it? Or you're very excited to get, and you're like, you know, I wish I could just replace it. I could exchange it.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be a Christmas gift. It could be any. Could be any gift. Could be something you bought yourself.
Uh-huh.
Something you're very excited about, and now there it is. You have it, and you.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of kitchen appliances that I
knew
was,
you were going to say.
Yeah,
that.
Well, because it's true. Because I'm like, oh,
you're
this
the kind
is
of person
so
we walk through JCPenney or whatever. Go through there. Do they have the department where they've got the? I think they do.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, upstairs.
And you see the mixers. And you see the...
Want all the stuff and things.
The espresso maker.
Yeah.
You want all of those things.
Yes.
And we get them, and you use the same screwdriver.
Yeah.
I don't know. It goes to show you what I know about cooking.
Yeah, please don't use a screwdriver.
I don't know why you'd be using a screwdriver.
I think the biggest one that comes to mind...
My point is you have all these little gizmos and gadgets, and you're using the old-fashioned crank.
I do.
You know, to open up a can of soup.
I think I wanted the Instapot. Like, it was, like, number one on our bridal registry
And you
list.
Got the Instapot.
I got the Instapot, and I used it once, and it was terrifying because it has, like, it's a pressure pot. So it lets off all the steam and pressure, and it was very scary, and I never used it ever again. I was
and
like,
then we sold it, right?
I tried to sell it. I couldn't sell it.
So do we still have it?
It's in storage.
So we do still have it.
Yeah. Yeah, it just wasn't for me. I'll use the crock pot. I've been using the same crock pot for 20 years now.
The Instapot was a gift from my friend Ty Bentley. Is that correct? I believe it was.
No. He got us the air fryer, which I do use.
Oh, which you love.
Time. Yes, the Instapot was a gift from your aunt.
Ah, my Uncle Joe's wife?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, she doesn't listen, so it's fine. I was going to send a video right now.
Yeah.
To Ty Bentley, who's a good friend of ours.
No.
He works for Apple.
Uh-huh.
And tell him that you don't like the Instapot,
no.
But he did not buy the Instapot.
He did not buy the Instapot. He bought my most favorite gift I've ever had, ever. So if anyone's ever looking for a kitchen appliance, go with the air fryer because you will use
it. This is absolutely true. There's a guy that we used to work for who now works across the street from us at one of the other radio stations, and he sent a gift. And Rochelle never sent him a thank you because she didn't like him.
And I threw the gift away.
And he's probably listening this morning.
Good.
So you're welcome.
It's a coffee grinder if you want to know.
You're welcome. You know who you are.
That's absolutely true.
You little Lex Luthor wannabe.
Absolutely true.
Something you're excited about that you got it, you were going to use it, and then you go, I don't know. I'm never going to use it. I don't know what to do with it. Maybe I should exchange it. That's your he said.
She said.
Just getting going with this morning's he said.
She said.
I mentioned this is a big week to return your holiday gifts, your Christmas gifts. So is there something you're really excited to get this, to have this? Maybe you bought it for yourself, and now you never use it.
Do you have anything? You didn't give me an answer.
Something that I never use.
I think yours would probably be like a number of albums and CDs and stuff that you're super excited to get, and you never
Albums and DVDs. That's something, if I go into a one of those record stores, you know, especially they sell the old vinyl, I can't help but spend a bunch of money in those places, buy some, I go, oh, this is rare, I need to have it.
And then
never
you
play
never
it.
Listen
just
to
sits
it
in the bag.
Ever.
Next to the record player, I never actually do
you
it.
You just asked for that new Ghostbusters set, which I really would like to get you because it has the new Ghostbusters Afterlife, but it's $100 for 3 DVDs, and I'm afraid that you're never going to watch it. You're never going to, you've seen all the movies, why do you
Well, first of all, I already have the first two movies on DVD, but the reason that I want it is because of the bonus features. But I did think to myself, maybe someone will just post this stuff online.
Probably.
I don't know.
Do you still need the box set then?
I mean, we've got boxes and boxes of DVDs and books and such, and I've looked at them when I got them, and then never again.
So probably not. I'm probably good not to buy those.
I mean, I'll go buy it for myself. And then if I don't end up using it.
You'll be really excited. You'll spend the $100 and you'll never touch it ever again.
So if I don't, then that's on me.
Okay.
I can stay awake at night and beat myself up for that. You don't worry about it, okay?
Stella said one of those hand crank pasta makers. I fully expected to never buy a box of pasta again. And I think I've used it twice.
Yeah, it's a lot of work.
That's a lot of work.
My grandmother used to have those. It's a lot of work. Woman had biceps, let me tell you.
Kathy said my water pick. My dentist talked me into buying it and I never use it.
Okay.
And Jane said my master's degree.
What's your thought on the SodaStream?
The SodaStream?
Yeah, we've
those
thought
are
about
very cool.
We've thought about getting one of those, but would we use it? I feel like we would
we
use
would.
It.
We would. The problem with the SodaStream is you have to go to specific stores to buy the CO2 cans because it's obviously carbonated.
Ah.
So it's a pain in the butt because you have to like return the ones that you've used and then buy, and they don't sell them everywhere.
Well, might like
so.
I get arrested. They're going to think I'm a terrorist or something.
All the
CO2
in the back.
What's this boy buying all these gases for? What's he up to in there?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to line one.
Oh, any of my fitness equipment?
It's a popular answer.
It is a popular answer. We've heard that a surprising number of
times. It's true, though. I mean, I wanted a Peloton, and I think that had I actually, you know, bitten the bullet and got it, I would have rode it a few times and then same thing, never used it again.
There's so many ways to hang clothes with a Peloton. Yeah. You'd be so surprised. Yeah.
I'll tell you what I would really like is one of those 80s workout bikes. You know the ones that get like the brown wood paneling on the side? Let's get one of those.
Like a fan?
Yeah,
well, yes.
There you go.
Yes, exactly.
Cools you off while you're working out.
I look like I'm in a Jane Fonda movie. That'd be great.
A Thigh Master as well.
Oh,
yes. Get it, Suzanne Summers. What's up?
Let's get the Thigh Master. I tell you what else I'd like is one of those little belts where you plug it in and it starts shaking your butt. I want one of those. Oh, yeah.
That's your kind of workout.
I'm losing pounds right now.
Oh, God.
All right, thanks for calling. Thank you for listening. More answers coming up. So you're excited to get this, but now you never use it. You'd rather just return the darn thing. That's your he said.
She said.
It's he said. She said. With Robbie and Rochelle.
We're talking about something you were really excited to get. The hat, whether you bought it for yourself, it was a gift. You have it now. You never use it. You probably should just return it, okay? Maybe this is a gift you just got for Christmas. Maybe this is something you've had for a while. I was thinking about this, and I know I've mentioned before that I have always wanted a Porsche or some other high-end sports car, right? Now,
yes.
I've had some sports cars in my life, but I've never had a, never had like a Lamborghini or one of the real high-end sports cars. I always wanted one. And I was thinking to myself, I'll bet you if I had it, I probably would not use it on a regular basis.
Yes, you would.
You think so?
Yes.
Because
yeah.
You can't just take the Lambo out to the movies. I mean, I guess you can, but believe it or not.
Why can't you? I feel like what's the point of having it?
Believe it or not, I would feel like I was being a giant a-hole if I did that. I don't want to be that guy that pulls up in his orange Maserati.
What's the point of having it then? If you're going to spend all that money,
because you take it out for like a little joyride, but I mean, once in a while.
Those are the a-holes who are just like, I have so much money that I can just take this car out for a joy. Like if you have a Lambo, that's your car. At least for me, that's how I would
that
be.
That can't be your car, but you're not going to have, you know, Cheerios
Why?
In the backseat and a
Why?
And a booster for
Why
the five-year-old.
Not?
I because you can't.
Well, does a Lambo even have a backseat?
I don't know.
I don't think it does.
I'm sure if you're buying a Lambo, you can ask for a backseat.
We have an SUV, so I don't know.
Listen, how many groceries can I fit in this Maserati here?
John said 2 years ago, I purchased a linen suit. It was very expensive and I had high hopes of wearing it all the time, yet it sits wrinkled in the back of my closet with the tags still on it.
Well, this is because it's linen. I don't know why you do that.
Sean said my espresso maker.
Okay, well, that's what we're saying.
Yeah. Yeah.
This is something Rochelle passes all the time.
I want one so bad because I feel like
it's never going to taste the same as it does at the coffee shop. That's the problem. That's why we wouldn't use it.
Vanessa said my yearly planner. I'm 2 weeks in and I've already given up writing in it.
I got the 2021 calendar on my desk still.
I know you do. I keep wanting to change it out for you, but you have a bunch of phone numbers written in the December lines.
No, I don't need it. Go ahead.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of it.
I'll take care of that for you. Then.
Thank you. Line three.
I can definitely confess to buying a treadmill last winter, and it is for sure just like storage.
Yeah.
On top of it.
I think that happens to a lot of people with exercise equipment. Like you get very excited, you really want to go on, and then you never use it. So
you like go all out, like I bought the new outfit,
yeah,
the shoes, and now I just stare at it.
Listen, everybody used to call me lazy. Now I go, I don't want to end up like Mr. Big, okay?
Stop it.
Too soon. I'm sorry. All right, thank you for calling. Thanks for listening. Let's go back to line one.
Yes, absolutely. I was really, really excited to get a SodaStream and because I have an addiction to carbonated water, but I still somehow find myself like going to the gas station to get a cold can of sparkling water, even though I can make my own at home. But I mean, I don't know, the canned infusion sparkling waters, they just hit differently. It's not the same. I can't make like a mango, strawberry, guava infused sparkling water at my house with a SodaStream. So
that's fair.
Let me just say this. I love a seltzer as much as the next person, but there's a weird phenomena where if you're thirsty, a carbonated water to me is not as refreshing as just having a glass of regular water. Would you agree with that?
Definitely not. No.
Isn't that a strange thing? Because it's still water, you know?
You just have to keep drinking it.
All right, we'll keep this going. You can text us. You can get us on Facebook if you like. Something you're very excited to get it, to have it in your possession. Now you never use it. You regret it almost. That's your he said.
She said.
Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning on 107.1 The Boss is brought to you by DeluxeCarCareLLC.com, home of the Deluxe Rinseless Detailing Kit for a shine above the rest.